Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It is Wet, Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. We're going to start it off like this. We got Miss Unbelievable. I'm DJ E-Monster. I believe we got Jazzy B in the building as well. This is Dominique Jackson. This is called Toast Up. Hump Day music. Trying to get you in the mood. Sexy music only. Only, if I can say it right. Drop them draws. Yeah, that's upcoming artist, Dominique Jackson. That's right, right here, Monstrous Radio Live. Wet, wet Wednesday, hump day music. I'm DJ E-Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, she's good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's see. I believe we got a nice little show for everybody tonight. If I can get my little background music going on. I know I went off and ran off, been MIA on a hiatus ever since my birthday weekend. Don't judge me, y'all. Pray for me. We'll talk about it throughout the week because, hey, I had some ups and I had some downs, Miss Unbelievable. But, hey, we still
okay.
Here. Another year, another notch, bead or whatever, to put on my OG status. So I got to be grateful. You know what I mean? Sometimes in life, you just got to be humble. Everything is not going to be what the fuck you want it to be, but it's life. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, so let's see. So tonight, what we're going to talk about, you know, I didn't really have no topic. So I kind of put something out there. It's almost like, you know, if somebody started a sexual conversation, you dig? And you were the lead. If somebody started, and it could be just you on a date. It could be a group setting, you dig? It could be a swinger party. I don't give a damn. But the conversation of sex, what's the first thing that you would bring up in sexual conversation? That's one thing I want to talk about coming up a little bit later. Let's see. I was trying to find something else. Maybe you got something else we could talk about a little bit, tap on. No buns intended. But something else we can tap on.
You know, I was listening to Facebook the other day, and it was talking about love. I want to know, what does love mean to you? Because love means different to different people.
Yeah.
So what does love mean to you?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I want to go in on that one when we get to it. Yeah, we're gonna get to that one. Because, yeah, I think, like you said, a lot of people see love different. I think some people today don't even know what the hell love really is. You dig?
Absolutely.
They so used to seeing shit on movies, seeing other relationships and try to mimic those. They don't really, really know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? I'm just saying. So, all right, we're going to touch on that. Let's see. I don't know what else, much else we got, because you know how we be. See, we can't go with too many topics.
No, we can't.
We won't.
That's it.
Wow,
those just branch off to everywhere.
Right. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and give y'all a little bit of time to call in. You know the number, 424-243-9649. Use your pinky finger if you're feeling sexy. Huh? Did I say it wrong? 424?
No, you said it right. 9649.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, there we go.
I was just standing with you trying to be unison, you know. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. So let's see what our breather. You know how we do it around here? It's all about the R&B music. Sometimes people say R&B is lost. We don't believe that shit. R&B is live and well. The love is in the building. So, all right, we're going to throw y'all some music, not all slow, but definitely sexy. I got some Keith Sweat for y'all off his new album. I think people will really like this new album. It's unbelievable. Keith Sweat, new album, he ain't changed. Not one bit. Not one bit. Get it? Jacquez going to sit down and just shut up and just listen to this album right here. So, all right, here go one of his sexy tracks. Let me see. Which one should I play? I got Keith Sweat, All About You. I got Boomerang.
I think it's time for a double play. What you think? I think it's time for a double play. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to do it absolutely your style. Up first, All About You. Then after that, we're going to Boomerang his ass right back around Keith Sweat with Cadence Price. So this is a Keith Sweat double play. Sweat them panties off. I'm just saying. Conscious Radio Live. Wet Wednesday.
Ooh-wee. Let's get it. Ha! Let's go.
About you. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, girl.
With your double play. We're going to play with this double. I'm going to keep it real. We call it it's usually on the regular radio, it's double play. But on a wet, wet Wednesday, we call it round two. You dig? I'm going to keep it real. You look like a second rounder. I want y'all people out there, try to guess how many rounds we would go. I'm just saying, how many rounds do you think Miss Unbelievable go? How many rounds do you think I would go? Da-da-da-da. And we're going to see what y'all say. Boomerang, Chief Sweat, Jesus Christ, Wet Wednesday.
I'll give y'all a hint. Don't go too low. Don't go too low. Oh, we love y'all.
6 in the morning, boy, I'm so hungry. Abba, that's tall and sobbing still. Love me so long. Your body right here with me, 'cause you know just what I'm gonna do. I'ma whisper in your ear and say those freaking things to you. Temperature rise, your body is fire. I'ma give you all of this love. So come here, baby, let me drive you crazy.
So sexy, I almost went and laid down and cuddled by my damn self. I'm just new Keith Sweat, the new album, that motherfucker Wang. I'm just telling y'all, it's like I said, it's that old. Let's see, how do I say it? See, I don't want to date myself. I hate doing this. I'm glad it's just you and me right now. Cause sometimes I do that. People be like calling me, asking about you just dated yourself or whatever. But I remember back in the day, you used to when you got it in. You had somebody over to your house, whatever, or you was riding in the whip on a date, you popped in a tape. Not an 8-track, motherfucker. I said a tape. Don't date me back that far. A tape that was sexy as fuck, and you always had that go-to. You know what I mean? That one, one, you had that go-to. You know what I mean? That new Keith Sweat album, that go-to album. That's the go-to album, the new Keith Sweat. I endorse that monstrously, for real, for real. So, yeah. Did you ever have a go-to tape?
I had a go-to tape and a go-to song. So, like, there was a song that you would always sing while he was there to get him in the mood. Mm-hmm. So I had a go-to tape and a go-to song.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how they do it today. You know what I mean? But back in the day, we had that go-to music.
Yes.
So.
But the good thing about that tape was it could repeat over and over. So, like, you didn't have to stop or get up or change it or have any commercials or anything like that. And you always had the sexiest songs on there, the ones that you knew that you get yourself in a steady groove and it don't stop. Mm-hmm. And last all night, round after round. Oh, wait.
Right.
Come on back.
Right. Hey, if you made that tape right, it'll go like the last song on side A of play, and right when that motherfucker fade out, it'll fade right out, then all you hear is that click.
Because
you know your tape is going to the other side. Wham, and it just flow right back in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And then you hear that
right.
click again. Shit. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So back in the day, you know what I mean? Yeah, we had our little go-to tapes and shit like that. So if you had one when you was younger, let us know if you had that go-to tape, that one tape you would put on that could break anybody down that came in your house. Or whatever, you trying to say you put that one tape in and let us know what was some of them songs or the first song that played whichever. You dig? Let us know. Call us up, 424-243-9649. We do got a call over here that has press one. Let's go ahead and jump into our topic right quick, and then we'll go over here and open up the lines and see what they on interactive radio on a Wednesday night, Monsters Radio, MRL. Let's see. So what was the first thing we was going to talk about tonight?
Well, mine is love, and yours is the sex conversation. So we can just do whatever. Which one you want to jump into?
Right. Okay. Well, let's start out with the sex topic, because let's keep it 100. Love can go any way in a conversation. It could start a fight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it 10,000 with y'all. Talking about love can start a fight. So let's fight a little bit later. Let's talk about You know, like I said, this is talk radio. You know what I mean? I really didn't have much to say tonight. So, you know, I thought about a good thing. It's a good conversation piece. I mean, whether it be you're on a date with somebody or, you know what I mean, it could be a group setting. Like I said earlier, it could be a swinger party, convention. I don't give a damn, whatever it is. But, you know, if it's the topic of the conversation is sex and you're to start it out, well, I mean, how would you start it? How would you start a conversation about sex?
And it's purely just sex, no intimate, no, it's just the sex topic. It's not, we're not talking about intimacy. We're not talking about none of that. We're talking about sex, right?
Yeah, just like the art of sex, just sex, like a sex therapy class or conversation, whatever. We're not talking about, oh, how your ex was. We're just talking about, like, the whole art of sex, period. You know what I mean? Here's an example. Say you on a date. You dig? And y'all get to the point where it comes up. Sex conversation. What's the first conversation you ask them? Like me, the first conversation I would ask somebody is, how big is your sexual appetite? Some people ask me, like, what do you mean? I'm talking like, you know, how often is too often to have sex? You dig? You know, do you really like to have sex? I met women before that didn't like to have sex at all. She's like, okay, I'll give you something when you want something, but outside of that, it don't really interest me. Like what? Like, who was you with before me? Like, was it not good to you? You don't like it? Okay, you do it once a week just to please me? Once a week, okay. My appetite's a little more bigger than that. I got to eat a little more once a week. You dig? I'm just saying. So, you know, what's a conversation? So, you know, that would mine be right off the bat. You know, what's your sexual appetite like? So, I mean, if you was on a date and a guy asked you, what's your sexual appetite? What would you say?
I would say it's very high. I would like, and I would say, I know we're busy, you know, because we got our careers and everything. But I would prefer it to be about 2 to 3 times a week. Preferably, you know, very spontaneous, role playing, fun, knowing maybe you initiated, I initiated, but just making sure that the fire stays alive. But with that, I would say I would either do live at your mama house, you see what I'm saying? And then I'm like, well, do you got your own crib? How accessible are you? Like, and when was your last STD test? Or do you have, you know, have you ever diseases? I will go that way first, and then I will come back to, okay, what's your favorite position? How small are you? How big are you? Do you know how to work it well? Those would be some of the questions I would go into. And Are you an intimate person? Like, are you intimate? Are you sensual? Are you just fucking? I mean, then I will go into something like that because some people may not know the difference. So tell me, you know, you describe to me what's fucking mean to you. What does making love mean to you? What does just being intimate mean to you? Do you do that or don't you do that until you get serious with a person? So I would really dive in to see their educational knowledge of what the art of sex is for them. You know, different things like that.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. I was laughing because That's like a common question for women. Like, I mean, how big are you? I mean, why does that always come up? We don't ask y'all, like, do you keep it tight, mommy?
you should. But you should, though, because some people don't have no walls. And when they get into it, they're disappointed. You really should know the depths of it.
Really?
Can you put one
really,
or two
like,
or three of the whole fist in your hand? Like, seriously, you should know. Like, you should know how tight you are.
Right. All right. We're going to open the line. We're going to check in and see who else we got over here. I mean, shit. I mean, is there, I don't know. I mean, is it too far to go in when you're talking about sex? I mean, because, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would approach that. We're going to find out. How would I approach it? Like, hey, mommy. Do you keep it tight? Are your walls gone? I mean, how do you ask
right.
that?
Just like that. It's a grown-up conversation, though. It's a grown-up conversation. If we ask you what your size is, why couldn't you ask us about our walls? And seriously, if they take it offensively, then they got their walls is gone. Like, for real. No comment, no question should be off limits. If you're sexually trying to get to know each other, no comment
right.
should be off limits.
Right. Well, shit, I should have made this comment. How do you start a sexual conversation for the first time? That's what I should have said. How do you do it? all right, let's check in, see who else we got over here. 678-753, who we got on the line? Hello. 678. You got your phone on mute by accident. Did you accidentally push you with your face? We missing you. Okay. We'll check back with them in just a little bit. So all right, let's see. So starting a sex conversation. You said. Okay. I mean. I don't know. I think
what?
I could see how somebody would get offended. No, I guess a conversation because I mean there are some questions you can ask some people that I guess would be offensive. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep it 100. Let some lady ask me something like, "Hey, so are you bisexual or you like it in the ass?" I'm gonna be mad. Like why you ask me some bullshit like that?
Oh,
you know
I'm
what I mean?
Asking
I'm just,
that. I'm asking
what?
That. I'm asking that. I asked that question. I was like, I said, are you in a committed relationship, men relationship, or like, seriously, like, you have to ask that nowadays. Like, no question is off limit. Are you in a committed relationship, a regular relationship, or a man to man relationship? Seriously, man to woman relationship. You into men? Are you into women? Like, you gotta ask that question now, because so many people are bisexual now. Or bisexual.
And you know what? I can't even fight with you on that one. You put it like that. I mean, to keep it 100 in today's age, I can't even fight with you like that. I'm so old school, though. I've been down, poured out your Pepsi at the table. I'm just saying, fuck your drink. You can't drink no more. Did you just call me sweet, motherfucker? I'm just saying. Let's go ahead and take a break. Bring it back. I'm just too old school to act some shit like that.
Hey, sweet. Hey, sweet.
See?
Bring it back. Hey, sugar. Sugar. Honey, also.
Look, this is Erica Henderson. This might fit right now. This is called Freak You on the Low. It is what it is. That is not what she's talking about. Our conversation, something totally different. What is that? Monsters Radio. We live.
Let's go.
Away.
Absolutely not.
I like it. What you gonna do? Take me by my hand.
She's an upcoming independent artist. Make sure you look her up on all social media. E R I C A Henderson, H E N D E R S O N. Let her know you heard her music right here on Monsters Radio Live, online radio with the Roar, Wet Wet Wednesday. So, as I get this background music together, let's see, we are in the second part of the show. So we're going to talk about what again? What type of fight is you trying to start over here with your topic tonight?
What does love mean to you? What does love mean to you? Because I know people think, you know, being in love or love, what does that mean to you? I know many people have different thoughts of it. And I think at different levels of your ages, you think of it differently. So at the age you are now, what does love mean to you?
She said, what does love mean at the age you are right now? That's better than just asking what does love mean. You dig? At the age you are, because it does mean different things at different ages, I think. I think partial it is because sometimes people don't know what love is, whether they don't see it in the home, they don't see it in family members around them, the community, in all kinds of levels. You know what I mean? Some people have to be taught about love. Like me, I was told about love and everything, but I didn't really learn about it until I experienced it. You know what I mean? Before that, I thought what I thought was love. You know what I mean? Which, come to find out, was just lust for a possession of something beautiful. You know what I mean? Almost like how people like fancy paintings. They pay millions of dollars for a painting. In honesty, in all reality, the painting ain't worth shit. Only thing that gives it value is as many people that desire it and that want to have it. And what they will put up to be the next person to have it. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
It was more like
absolutely.
Having a beautiful woman was like having a car sitting on 28th. Fancy paint, car stereo, da-da-da, da-da-da. You know what I mean? I didn't want nobody to steal my car. I got rims on that thing. It sounds good. It looks nice. When I go, I got status. You dig? So I kind of think that's what it was when I was younger. But now, today, to me, I realize love, period, won't hurt you, won't hurt. If you love somebody, you won't hurt them. Honestly, if you truly love somebody, you will not hurt them. Especially intentionally, because you know that person's going to feel bad. And when you love somebody, you don't want them to feel bad at all. That's why I usually, like, somebody's having a bad day and you know somebody love them, they will come and make sure they change their attitude, their mood, because they don't want to see them look like that. You know what I mean? That's love. I guess to me at this age, for my piece, I would have to say loyalty. At this day and age, that's what love. To me, love has loyalty. I've seen a lot of people that say they was in love that would dip off and do a lot of funky shit on the side. They wasn't loving that person. They knew what it was going to do to that other person when they found out. They did it anyway. I call that self. It's not selfishness. That's taking care of yourself. But that's mm-hmm. not love. They wasn't in love with that other person. They was keeping them like that car in the garage. You did. So mm-hmm. to me, at this age,
absolutely.
Love is loyalty. Love is loyalty. If you can be loyal to somebody and be like, I'm not going to step out on that person because I know it'll hurt that person, or just because I don't want to be with nobody else but that person. To me, at this age, that's what love is. To me, loyalty. So at this day and age, what does love mean to you, Miss Unbelievable?
It means unconditional. That means there's no conditions on how I perceive you to me. Like, you don't have to give me nothing. You don't have to shower me with nothing. None of that's connected to it. Like, there's no loyalty or trust or anything. There's no conditions to me. Because I'm setting conditions on how you should feel towards me. Love to me is patient. Love is kind. Love is understanding. Love is all these things that make you, that you should be inside yourself already. And that I'm just sharing with you. It's joy. It's peace. It's gentleness. It's goodness. It's mercy. It's patience. It's all those things that should make you up. It's forgiving. It's forgiveness. And if you don't show that, that doesn't mean you don't love me. You see what I'm saying? It just mm-hmm. shows you don't have that inside you yet, or that hasn't grown inside you yet because of maybe an incident that may have happened to you. You see what I'm saying? It's just something mm-hmm. that is just a natural feeling that has no conditions. You don't have to show me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to do anything exuberant to say that you love me. I see it just by who you are as a person, by how your heart speaks, by what you do as a person. As a person, I'm like, Lay, I can love you. Now, when it comes to a relationship, that's you meeting my wants and my needs. That's separate from mm-hmm. love. That just because you don't meet my wants, just because you don't meet my needs, don't mean you don't love me. That means you choose not to meet those wants and those needs. You're just not going to do it because you don't want to as a person. Don't mean you don't love me. It means that want that I want, you're not going to do that. Just not at least yet, because you ain't arrived to that yet. You see, she ain't gave you a reason to meet that desire. She ain't gave you a reason to want that want. She ain't gave you a reason to meet that need. Now, once you meet that, that's just another part of I'm desiring and I'm thanking you for doing that. But that don't mean you don't love me, because there ain't no condition to you meeting my want and my need. You can say no. So for people to put love as to get married as your only reason to get married, you're setting yourself up, because now you're putting a condition of how your marriage should be before you even get married. Because you're saying that person don't love you. Well, why would you say that person don't love you? It's unconditional. We was told to love each other because God told us to love each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if you love yourself, you can love me. But if you don't love yourself, you can't love me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because love is unconditional. Yeah. But we all have wants and needs. And you look at that person that you're with, and sometimes if they're not meeting your needs, that's what you're saying. Okay, you're not meeting my needs. I don't think this is going to work. Not because you don't love me, because you ain't meeting my needs. Or you're not meeting your wants. And then when you're in a relationship, what wants and what needs are you willing to overlook to keep the relationship going?
Right. And that was like pretty much my second part of it was, you know, when I was talking about like the young people versus, you know, the old heads or whatnot. Like when you mm-hmm. see something where you see on social media or even just in real life. You talk to an older couple. They could be old, super old, super silverheads. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
90 years old, they've been married 50, 60 years. You'd be like, golly, how did y'all make it so long? And they'd
right.
be like, we toughed it out together. That means when they have problems, whether it be he dipped out, she dipped out, they worked out together through that. They sat down and talked through that shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They worked through that shit. They sat down as a couple and said, look, I don't like that. Let's not do that. Whatever, whatever. But they worked this shit out. We're like, today, motherfucker, you asked for fucking a chicken meal with flat, and this motherfucker come back with legs, and now you want to kick him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's because you didn't meet her want. That's why. You didn't mm-hmm. meet her want. So she
right.
wanted flats. You gave her
Man.
Drummies. That's
yeah,
not what
yeah,
she
yeah.
needed. She wanted flats. And so they can't get past the want or the need. Where when the older cats be like, all I want is you. And what can
Ooh.
We do to make sure we good?
Right. She'd be like, you know what? Fuck them flats. I'll eat them legs. It's all the same meat anyway.
It's all the same meat. It's chicken.
Yeah.
And then thank you for buying it. Because we needed to eat. They get past the superficial part of what the thing is. And they appreciate what they have. That's
mm-hmm.
unconditional. They don't put a condition on them being flats or drummies. They put a condition on this chicken. It's what we need. We need to eat.
Right. Yeah. The vibration hits way different when it's real love compared to just lust or, you know, whatever else. But I did see something. I know this is kind of tipping off a little bit, but it kind of fits in to where we're talking about, you know. And this is stuff for people to talk
mm-hmm.
about the water cooler, because how you heal the world is by talking about it. Like one person was saying about today's relationship isn't really about love. It's kind of more about when I just said about me being younger. It's more about possession.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Today's
mm-hmm.
relationship is more about possession over another person. And I was like, I can see some merit in that. You know what I mean? I need to start getting some of these people when they post some of these things. I need to start getting their asses on here and elaborate and, you know what I mean, and go through how they came up with this post that they put up and, you know, these type of things. So if you got something you really want to talk about or something we can latch on to, call in. You don't have to go through too much. Just let us know. You explain it to us in your vibration, what the post meant and why you did it, and we'll run with it from there. Yeah, then you can stay with
Absolutely.
Us online and conversate, or you can just drop it and keep and just click off and just listen after that. But yes. But like I said, conversation is what heals everything. Now, the part where it goes wrong is when people get too emotionally attached, and that's when punches get to flying, kung fu kicks, chairs, and bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can control ourselves in a conversation, we can heal the world that way. I'm just saying, we can heal the world that way. At least I got faith in it. I want to believe in that.
Well, I think it goes with if you're listening or you're hearing. See, there's a difference of what you do when someone is talking. Are you listening to say something back, or are you hearing to make a change?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
Ooh.
Hearing to change the situation, or are you listening to say something back, to get smart, to make your point, to think that you got to have the last word? See, communication has to be, who's going back down? Who's going to listen? Who's really paying attention to what the conversation is going about? Because half the time nowadays, people just want to be right. That's it.
Ooh. True. That's all they want. Yeah. Everybody wants to be right in the conversation. Nobody can come and just have a and learn. What happened to just you throw your facts and let me interpret. I throw my facts, let you interpret, and have a conversation. But nowadays, yes, everybody wants to be right, or we'll just say majority of the people want to be right, and they want their point to be heard. And they want their point to dominate over everybody else's point. You know what I mean? I know we're stepping into Comic Cafe for tomorrow, you know, because one of the things we're talking about, I think this will help something else we could talk about, topic number two tomorrow, because what I want, because, like, one thing, I was walking, the new puppy, I was walking with it, and something popped in my head. I don't know why, but something in my head said there's a difference between, because at first I thought it was all the same, and a person that's an asshole and a person that's petty is the same person. To me, that's what I thought. I thought an asshole and somebody who's petty is the same person. You dig? But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
An asshole is just straight mean. He don't give. He'll try to hurt your feelings just to be doing it, just right off the bat. That's an asshole. He's just going to be an asshole. A petty person, somebody doing something petty, is a response to somebody hurting their feelings. They're trying to get some dignity back. They're trying to get they emotion back. That's what a petty person is. So there's a difference between a petty person and an asshole. You know what I mean? But these are the things we talk about, Comic Cafe.
And check it out. There's a difference between forgive and forgiveness. There's a difference.
Okay.
People want to put them together. There's a difference. To forgive, that means you got to ask yourself to do it. It starts within. Forgiveness is asking someone else. And then letting it go.
Oh. Okay.
There's a difference between, and it's the same thing. There's a difference. There's a difference of loving someone conditionally. That means there's no condition. I mean, loving someone with unconditionally than loving someone conditions. Because with conditions, they're always going to want something in return to solidify that this is love. If they want to see it. Instead of actually with us unconditional, you got to feel it. You got to know it. You got to understand it. People don't want to go that deep because then it makes you have to be vulnerable to be unconditional. It has to make it makes you look at you to say, do I want conditions to everything in life? Even with the conversations, do I need conditions to this conversation to make it valid? They want something to make it valid instead of just understanding that it's unconditional. It don't have to be valid. It just has to be real and genuine.
Right, right. See, these are things we do on Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. You dig? Interactive Radio, Monsters Radio, Thursday nights. You can find more about all of our episodes, or you can listen to an archive episode if you miss one at monsterusradio.com. You can also send us emails if you like certain kind of music or you need to get a hold of artists, anything like that, other DJs. You need some of these to connect with some of these artists. For touring, you got an event coming on, whether it could be open mics, annual events, showcases, get at us, monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can connect you with a whole slew of artists that are looking to go out and venture and do hot performances in other places. Now, these artists are screened. I choke out. a lot of these artists are screened, you dig? So don't think they're going to get up there and don't know how to handle the mic. I'm talking about put the mic halfway down the throat. You can't hear no motherfucking thing. I'm talking about with their whole album running behind them. You dig? No. These are professional artists, and they'll make sure your crowd is taken care of right. Hit us up, monsterusradio@gmail.com. The first topic we're going to talk about tomorrow night on Comic Cafe is, family time is the best therapy. We gonna argue about it tomorrow. Some people gonna call in. It might get wild tomorrow, but that's my argument. Family time is the best therapy. I'm just saying. We gonna go in on it tomorrow. So, all right, we got a little bit of show left. Let's see, should we take a breather or we just gonna walk it out? We'll take
a breather. But can I just say something though? Say something? When you go back to the conversation of talking about sex. And that person, I like to freak you on the low. What's your response, though? like, seriously, if a girl looks at you and be like, I want to freak you on the low, what's your response?
Damn, that's a good one. That's a good one. So, hey, check this out. See, we're going to take a break. Like, it's not all slow, but definitely sexy. Matter of fact, here's some new R&B from my artist group. Some of y'all don't even know dropped a new album. I'm just going to say their name and drop it. I know y'all going to be like, what? Yeah, En Vogue got a new album.
What?
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
And if you think I couldn't hear you, keep calling. I promise, baby, I'ma come around soon. My love's not far away, so keep calling. Meet me at the bottom, I'll be waiting on you. That's all I really want, yeah. All I really want, yeah. So if you're really the one, yeah, then you'll reach no matter.
You are now listening to Wet Wet Wednesday. New En Vogue. Yeah, called Reach For Me. What you think of that one, Miss Unbelievable?
That was nice. That was absolutely nice.
Yeah. I don't got it loaded yet, but I also got some new Johnny Gill for you guys. I'll be playing that one next week. Yeah, some new JG for you guys coming up next week. Johnny Gill. Like I said, we got the panty droppers around here. Let's see, I think I got a couple independent artists to spread out for you guys next week as well. So make sure you tune in every week, Wednesday night. Even if we're not here, hell, just go listen to our archive. I know you ain't listened to all of it. You know what I mean? I just hope, Miss Unbelievable. I just hope, oh my goodness, because some of them archives, oh my goodness. Some of them should be burnt down. Some of them should be deleted and burnt down and charged. $6.99 a minute.
I know, it is very erotic and yet sexy and yet educational. You still can learn from the nastiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah.
The nastiness is how you learn. I mean, yeah.
Right. So believe me, if nothing jumps on your freak meter when you listen to us on these wet Wednesdays, because some of them, like I said, it can get wild. Then you need to be a host. I'm just saying, and let her enlighten us in your lifestyle. tell us what's bumping, damn it. We are at the end of the show. You know, we are getting more requests to go on more time. We got a couple requests to open up the 2 hours. We even got one for 3 hours. I'm like, what?
Wow.
3 hours? Okay. So listen. So, okay, tomorrow night we got Comic Cafe. Friday, we got Friday Night Live. I'll even tell you guys a little about what happened on my birthday and what it was like, what went down. You guys are going to laugh at this shit. I'm so naturally athletic that she's just going to be like, no fucking way. Yes, fucking way. We're going to talk about that Friday Night Live. We'll just get y'all ready for the weekend. We got fashion tips, all kinds of entertainment news and all kinds of things. It just bumps around here on Friday. You know, like any job, you dig? We're getting ready for the weekend. So, all right, any last words from you, Miss Absolutely, a.k.a. Miss Unbelievable?
Absolutely. Enjoy your night. Get busy and love. Just love. And get freaky nasty. I'm just saying. That's just have fun and
get freaky nasty.
Get freaky nasty in them sheets with that track. Get freaky nasty with that track that gets you wet.
Yeah, your favorite.
Wet Wednesday.
Right. I guess they call them playlists nowadays. You know, we used to call them your get it in tape, but now we just call it get it in playlist now. Because, shit, you don't even need no tape, CD, nothing. You just need some Wi-Fi.
Slap it up, flip it.
Oh my goodness, show said it's over. Get y'all asses up out of here.
I don't tell me how to roll turn. Just saying. I'm missing you. Damn it.
All right, y'all, we wishing you guys have a monstrous night. Make sure you do something monstrous and make sure, if nothing else, your night is absolutely unbelievable. So, all right, that's our show. That's our episode. And we're out of here. Peace, deuces, and three rounds. You dig?
I'll say five. I'm talking about hitting into the night. I'm just nasty like that.
Five teeth and a biscuit. All right.
Amen. Peace.